The government special rapporteur on child protection has said a full audit is needed of the existing laws on cyberbullying to make sure we've got a comprehensive response to the problem. Geoffrey Shannon was speaking to the National Cyberbullying Conference this morning, and he is on the line now. Geoffrey Shannon, good afternoon to you. Now, you're the special rapporteur on child protection, and you're saying there needs to be this audit to make sure that the law is keeping up with the technology. But very few people, how can the law keep up with the technology, really, because it's changing so fast?
Yeah, absolutely, I would agree with that. And what I suggested this morning is that what we need is a whole school approach. So law is only one aspect of this, but that said, the law needs to keep pace with technology, because what we shouldn't forget is that cyberbullying has created a readily accessible form for bullies to target children and young people with little or no regulation or sanction. Now, I would argue that sanctioning young people should be a measure of last resort, but there should be a number of intermediate options, such as making the family part of the solution. And if we look at the fact that most bullying takes place while the child is on the school premises, and therefore the school is the best place to address that issue. The acts dealing with this issue date back to 1998 and 2000, and the Education Act states that the responsibility that children's needs are met falls on the school's board of management. And in 2000, we see that there was a requirement to have a code of behaviour. So most schools have anti-bullying policies. But at the moment, Ireland does not have any legislation which expressly deals with the issue of cyberbullying. Now, there are certain aspects of this type of bullying that would be covered by existing legislation. What I'm suggesting is that we need zero tolerance in this area, and we need to make sure that our laws are fit for purpose. And if we look at the existing laws, they were drafted in an era where some of these technologies weren't even on the radar. If we look at the Non-Fatal Offences Against the Person Act, yes, it does cover physical contact, threats and harassment. But again, what we have is we have piecemeal solutions. What I would argue is that while issues relating to cyberbullying may potentially be captured within existing legislative provisions, the fact that there is, at the very least, uncertainty as to whether prosecutions will be successful under these statutes is reason enough to bring clarity to the area and unequivocally provide for the offence of cyberbullying.
So the law needs to be updated in some way to cover the way in which the technology is changing, and that also needs to be linked in with an active programme in schools, whether through CSPE or whatever. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. And this morning's discussion was an interesting discussion, because what I argued this morning, and I stated that if we look at the O'Keefe judgment, and it's not too long ago that we were looking at the implications of the case brought by Louise O'Keefe against the state. What the European Court of Human Rights stated there is stated that there had been a violation of a provision in the convention which prohibits inhumane and degrading treatment. So the bar has been raised, and in my opinion, there is a positive obligation on the state towards children in schools to prevent bullying. And a key question, if a school ends up in litigation, in my opinion, will be, was the school aware of the risk? The next allied question is, did the school adequately protect the children in the school from ill treatment through its policies and procedures? And the school is likely to be saddled with liability for a failure to implement policies and strategies to protect and detect abuse and provide victims with a remedy. But it shouldn't just be about the law. It should be about doing the right thing. We have seen so many documented cases over the last year. I spoke earlier this year at the first international conference on cyberbullying, which was hosted as part of the Greek presidency. It's not just an Irish problem. It's a problem which persists throughout the European Union and beyond. And what we now need to look at is we need to look at dealing with this as a discrete issue. They've done it in New South Wales. We see 19 states in the United States have anti-bullying legislation. And I think the key question for us now is, when does the behaviour become criminal and when should the law intervene? I think that's a challenging question, but one nonetheless that needs to be addressed.
Well, you're right. It's a challenge for the law. It's a challenge for schools, and it's a challenge for parents and teenagers alike. Thank you very much indeed for talking to us about it this lunchtime. That's the Special Rapporteur on Child Protection, Geoffrey Shannon.